message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Shortly, with the message before us is Assessing a Blissful Home. Assessing a Blissful Home. Assessing a Blissful Home. I want us to know that marriage is not the intent of man. It is not what man planned by himself. Marriage institution is an institution that God himself put in place. God is the author of marriage. In the book of Genesis chapter 2 from verse 20, the Bible says something. And so Abraham gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in his place. Then the rib which the Lord had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. Verse 23. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." Verse 24. "Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This was the first marriage, and this first marriage was actually officiated by God. God made this to happen. And I want you to know, everything that God created is good. God did not make anything not to be good. In other words, if God is the author of marriage, it means that God made marriage to be good. It is the devil that has come and make marriage or some people's marriage or some homes not to be good. The plan of God for every child of God is for them to have a blissful home. Is for them to have a glorious marriage. Is for them to have an enviable union. Praise the Lord. And that is the portion of this young couple in the name of Jesus. I said that shall be your portion, Mr. and Mrs. Abioye, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What does it mean to have a blissful home? What does it mean to have a blissful home? Number one, to have a blissful home means to have a home that is free from the oppression of the devil. A home that is free from the oppression and antics of the devil. Number two, what does it mean to have a blissful home? A blissful home is a home that is full of joy, a home that is full of goodness, a home that is full of happiness, a home that is full of the presence of God. And number three, what does it mean to have a blissful home? A blissful home is a home that is in a perpetual state of comfort, stress-free, agony-free. That is a blissful home. The question is it possible to have a blissful home? My answer is very simple. Yes, and yes, and yes. Praise the Lord. Because that is the plan of God for every child of God. That does not mean you will not have challenges. That does not mean you will not have things that will come and shake your faith. But what it means is that you have the grace and the power to overcome every challenge that comes your way. I pray for this new couple this morning that the Lord is going to engrace you with every grace for you to have a blissful home in the name of Jesus. I said the grace to have a blissful home is released unto you in the name of Jesus. Quickly, I'll be sharing with us some few keys among many keys that are necessary for you to have a blissful home. For every door, there is always a key that will open that particular door. But there is what we call the master key that can open every door and any door. And number one key is that master key. And what is that key? The God first mentality. I want to advise this new couple, Brother Matthew and Sister Esther, that you make God the master key of your home. God must be first in your home. God must be first in anything you do. In every decision you will be taking, make God to be the first. As you have started with God, don't change your decision to continue with God. Continue with God all the days of your life. I want you to know, no matter the situation that comes your way, no matter the challenge, God is always there with you. Make Him the captain of your boat. Hallelujah. Make Him the what? The captain of the boat of your marriage. You know, there are some people, when they get married, initially God is the captain of their boat. And as they progress in the journey of marriage, and maybe things start getting better, things start getting rosier, the wife is looking sumptuous, the husband belly is beginning to shoot out, is beginning to change shape. Every one of us can see Brother Matthew now is still looking like our dear president. But I tell you, in a short while, he's going to change, because Sister Esther is going to take good care of him. And when things begin to happen, they say, God, we don't need you in this ship again. Can you move out? That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. I said, that will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. And the moment God steps out, because there cannot be a vacuum, Satan steps in. And what is the work of Satan? The work of Satan is to come, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is the work of the devil. But the work of our Lord Jesus Christ is to come, to give life, and to give it abundantly. And I want you to know this moment that until you make a decision to keep God in your home, God will not intrude in your affair. It is your decision that you have to make and said, in this home, God is first. And when you make God first, then He step in and He reside with you. And that shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Number two, key is the key of prayer. Be prayerful. I say it again, be prayerful. The Bible says we should pray without ceasing. Many will think, does it mean that we should just be praying every day? Yes. We should be praying every day. Somebody said something to me sometimes ago. He said, Nigerians, we pray a lot and this and that. I said, if we have not been praying the way we are praying, this country wouldn't have been the way it is. It is the prayer that has even helped us to where we are now. And I want to tell you this, prayer is the key that calms every storm. The Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it said, be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He's as a roaring lion. He's not even the roaring lion. Hallelujah. And what you will use to shut his mouth is prayer. The devil may come and roar at you. Don't forget where you are coming from. Go to God in prayer. When the storm came, the Lord Jesus Christ did not play with the storm. He rose up and He rebuked the storm. I want you to know that challenges may come your way, but don't be worried. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. If you can access Him in the place of prayer, He's ready to support you. And if you are here, you are married, maybe your marriage is passing through a storm, maybe it's facing some challenges, I want to tell you, invite God into that marriage in the place of prayer. Hand over that marriage to God, and God is going to calm every storm in the name of Jesus. Key number three is the key of love. The key of love. You must love one another. You must love one another. Your love now has shifted. It is no longer the love of fiancé and fiancé. You know, the love of fiancé and fiancé used to have some decoration. It can be very decorative. Now you will begin to see the real thing. The real thing will begin to come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know Sister Esther has not had any opportunity to sleep over in Brother Matthew's home. So I wouldn't bother to ask her if she knows if he snores or not. I'm not saying he snores. But by adventure, if he's the type that works hard and he's tired and he snores, and the sister says, ah, kilo te de wa she in te kon wa snore by. I tell you, that could puncture his love a little bit. Don't allow that. Love overcome all things. Love covereth all things. Time will not permit me now. I've taken also the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I would have read through from verse 1 to verse 13 for us to discover what love is. The Bible says, love suffereth long. You must love one another. And let me tell you this, to a man, respect is love. To a man, respect is love. When you respect your husband, he believes you love him. To a woman, love is care and affection. When you show your wife love, your wife believes that, when you show affection, she believes that you love her. I want to challenge you this morning that make up your mind that no matter what happens, I will always love my wife. No matter what happens, I will always love my husband. Because I tell you, your love will be tested. And if you have not made up your mind, you might change your mind. So make up your mind this morning that your love will never change in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Number four. Key number four. Be supportive of one another. Be supportive. Be supportive. Don't say, I don't like this and my wife like that. Because of that, I will not support it. No. Support your wife. Maybe your husband is the type that loves animal, for example, keeping dogs. And you as a wife, you don't like keeping dog. And because of that, the man travels. And you decided not to take care of the dog and the dog dies and the man comes back. The man will not be happy with you. I've seen that happening. I've seen couple that small thing nearly caused issues in their home. In fact, it caused issues. It nearly led to something bigger. Just small thing. The wife said, I don't like dog. The husband said, me, I like dog. And the man has invested thousands of naira on that little animal and he traveled. And by the time he got back, the thing was dead. The wife did not even know that the dog was dead. She didn't even know. It was, is that what is smelling here? And the man was furious. How can you allow my animal to die? She was not supportive of what the husband loves. Whatever your husband loves, you must love it. You must support him. There are some men, they don't support their wife if their wife is making progress. Say, how can my wife be making more progress than me? Hello, you are one. You are not two. If she's making progress, it is you that is making progress. If she's advancing, it is you that is advancing. I know several couples that their wife is doing wonderfully well and you cannot even know. You cannot know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you must be supportive of one another. And as you support one another, the devil cannot bring you asunder. Why? Because a house that is not divided against itself, the devil cannot divide it. It is the house that is divided against itself that the devil can divide. The Yoruba people will say, like my father in the Lord will say, as they say in my place. Hallelujah. Say, if the war did not open, a gamma lizard will not peep through it. Hallelujah. So you must not create that wall for anything to peep into your home. And I pray that the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Number five is be flexible. Be flexible. Be flexible. Be willing to bend in righteousness. Be willing to bend in righteousness. Don't be rigid. This is how my mommy used to do it, and that is how I'm going to do it. Hello. You did not marry your father. Your mommy married your father. So you have married somebody else. And things have changed. Their own time, the way they do it, it has changed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is time and there is season. There is time and there is season. It will be very awkward if I decide I want to go to Lagos now and I decide to go and get a donkey. I said, because Jesus Christ rode on the donkey, I'm also going to ride on the donkey. I will get to Lagos, but it will be with stress and with great effort because season has changed. Hallelujah. The time has changed. I could get to Lagos in the next 45 minutes if I go by flight. If I go by road, 4 hours, I'm there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But if I choose to go by a donkey, maybe another 4 days, I'm still on the road. Praise the Lord. God help me, rain did not fall. Hallelujah. So you don't say, because this is the way it's been done, then that is the way I have to do it. No. In fact, me, in our father's house, My dad, I've never seen my dad help my wife in any way. So how can you tell me to come and help you? She has told you, honey, I'm not feeling too well. Can you just help me get the food from the freezer and warm it so that we can eat together? I said, me? Nile wa okunri ohun wa kitchen. Praise the Lord. That should not be. You must be flexible. And I pray that the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. And last but not the least, you must decide to serve God together. Don't serve God alone. Decide to serve God together. You know, there's something that my father in the Lord said some time ago, and that thing really helped me. He said, when he began to pursue after God, our mommy, mama said to him, sir, please don't leave me behind. Take me along as you pursue after God. Brother, don't leave your wife behind. As you seek after God, make sure she's beside you. Sister, encourage your husband to serve the Lord. Encourage him to seek after God. I tell you, I was counseling somebody in the course of the week, and I said to her, I asked something, some questions, and by the reason of their answer, I said, by the way, will you prefer a man that is always in church serving God to a man that is in the beer parlor drinking beer with two ladies on his lap, one caressing his back, the other one caressing his chest, and him drinking himself? Which one will you prefer? She said, I will prefer the man that is in the church. I said, oh, so you see, that is why you have to encourage your husband to serve God. You push him to go after the things of God. The Bible said in the book of Exodus, chapter 23, as I round up, verse 25 says, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and thy water, and he will take away sin sickness away from the midst of thee, and you will not cast your young. I decree in the name of Jesus that you will not cast your young in the name of Jesus. And he said, nor will you be barren. I decree you shall be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Those are the reward of service. I want to encourage you this morning. Make up your mind from today that we are going to serve the Lord. And if you are in the congregation, you have been married, and you are having challenges, maybe your husband is not giving you the right attention, or something is wrong, go to the Lord in prayer. Seek after God and push the man. Encourage him to serve God. Encourage him to seek after God. Encourage him to test after God. And if it is the other way, if it is the woman, the man should do the same. The King David said something. He said, as the heart panted after the waters of the brook, so my soul longeth after thee, O Lord. I want to tell you this, as long as you seek the Lord will seek after your things. As long as you seek the Lord will seek to your issues of life. I pray that the Lord will bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. I said the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Perhaps you are here this morning, you don't know this God that we are talking about. We are talking about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that gave us his son to die for the remission of our sin. We are talking about the one and only God. And I tell you, he's right here this afternoon to save you. He's ready to step into your life. He said, if I behold, I stand by the door and I knock. If you open the door of your heart unto me, I will come into your heart and I will sup with you. God is ready to come into your life. All heads bowed.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.